Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
My friends, I hope you're doing well today. I want to talk to you about something that's close to all our hearts. Pain. We've all been through tough times, faced struggles, and felt the weight of our burdens. But here's the beautiful part. God can take that pain and turn it into something purposeful, something extraordinary. So as usual, keep watching until the end and open your hearts to this message and my prayer. You see, we serve a God who is not distant or detached from our struggles. He is a God who understands our pain because he himself experienced the depths of human suffering through his Son, Jesus Christ. Our God is not a spectator, but an active participant in our lives. And he promises to use our pain for a greater purpose. In Romans 8:28, we find a powerful reminder. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. This verse is not a platitude or a mere comforting phrase. It is a divine promise that God is at work, even in the midst of our pain. When we go through trials, it may feel like God is absent or indifferent, but his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Sometimes God allows us to go through pain, not because he wants to harm us, but because he wants to transform us. Our pain can be a refining fire that purifies us, strengthens our faith, and deepens our dependence on him. So, in our lives, God can take the broken pieces, the shattered dreams, and the painful experiences and weave them into a beautiful tapestry of his redemption and grace. Your pain is not in vain. It is a part of a greater story that God is writing in your life. Even in the darkest moments, when you feel abandoned or overwhelmed, remember that God is with you. He sees your tears, he hears your cries, and he is intimately acquainted with your pain. Psalm 34:18 assures us, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." God's closeness in our pain is a testament to his love and compassion for his children. As we face the challenges of life, let us hold on to the truth that God is not only with us in our pain, but also working through it for our good and his glory. Our pain can become a platform for God's power to be displayed. Your struggles and setbacks are not the end of your story. They are merely a chapter in the grand narrative that God is writing in your life. In 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, we are reminded of the comfort we receive from God. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Your pain equips you to be a source of comfort and encouragement to others who may be going through similar struggles. So, my dear brothers and sisters, do not lose heart. God is at work in your pain, shaping you, molding you, and using you for His divine purpose. Hold on to your faith, for God is faithful. As we journey through life's challenges, let us trust that God's purposes will prevail, and our pain will ultimately be transformed into a testimony of His grace and goodness. My friends, I want you to hold on to the truth that your pain is not wasted in God's economy. It serves as a testimony to His faithfulness, mercy, and grace. Your story has the potential to impact others who may be going through similar struggles, showing them the transformative power of God's love. Think about the cross of Christ. It was an instrument of pain and suffering, yet through it, salvation was brought to humanity. The cross was the ultimate display of God using pain for a purpose, the redemption of mankind. In the same way, God can take your pain and use it to bring about redemption, healing, and restoration in your life and the lives of those around you. But let me be clear. This is not a call to minimize or ignore your pain. God is not asking you to put on a facade of strength or to pretend that everything is okay. Rather, He is inviting you to bring your pain to Him, to surrender it at the foot of the cross, and trust that He will work all things together for your good. I understand that the journey through pain can be long and arduous. It may feel like you are in a wilderness, wandering without a clear direction. But remember the Israelites in the wilderness. God led them, provided for them, and ultimately brought them to the promised land. Your journey may...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It can be challenging, but God is faithful to lead you through it. In Isaiah 43, 2, God promises, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." Take comfort in the fact that God is not only with you in your pain, but is also actively working to use it for a greater purpose. Beloved friends, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He endured the cross for the joy set before Him. Similarly, as we endure our pain with eyes fixed on the eternal glory ahead, we will experience the joy of seeing God's purpose unfold in our lives. Dear beloved, let's delve deeper into understanding how God uses our pain for a purpose that goes beyond our comprehension. As we traverse this journey of faith, it's crucial to recognize that God's ways are not always our ways, and His timing is not always our timing. In our impatience, we may question why our prayers seem unanswered or why our pain persists. Yet, let me assure you that God is never idle. He is continually at work, orchestrating a grand tapestry of redemption in each of our lives. Consider the life of Job. A man who experienced profound loss, physical suffering, and emotional torment. In the midst of his anguish, Job wrestled with questions and uncertainties. His friends offered well, meaning, but misguided counsel, suggesting that his suffering was a result of his own wrongdoing. However, in the end, God revealed his sovereignty and wisdom to Job, restoring double what was taken from him. In the same way, your pain may not be a consequence of personal failure or divine punishment. Rather, it may be a canvas upon which God intends to paint a masterpiece of his glory. The struggles you face are not a sign of God's abandonment, but an opportunity for him to manifest his power in your life. Let's turn to the New Testament and reflect on the life of the Apostle Peter. He experienced the anguish of denying Jesus during his crucifixion. This failure weighed heavily on Peter. But God, in his infinite grace, used Peter's pain to deepen his understanding of grace, forgiveness, and humility. Ultimately, Peter emerged as a powerful leader in the early church, a testament to God's redemptive work in the midst of pain. When we face adversity, we may question why a loving God would allow such hardships. However, God's perspective is eternal, and his love is unfathomable. In Romans 5:3-5, the Apostle Paul offers insight into the purpose of our suffering. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts, who has been given to us. Notice the progression Paul outlines. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Your pain, when surrendered to God, becomes a transformative journey leading to a deeper understanding of his love and the unshakable hope that transcends circumstances. Moreover, consider the cross itself. In the darkest hour of human history, God used the excruciating pain of the crucifixion to bring about the greatest victory, the redemption of humanity. Through the sacrificial death of Jesus, God turned an instrument of torture into a symbol of salvation. Your pain, when placed in God's hands, has the potential to become a testimony of his power, mercy, and unfailing love. In the grand tapestry of God's design, every thread of pain is carefully woven to create a beautiful narrative of redemption. Your story is not isolated. It is interconnected with the stories of countless others who have experienced the transforming power of God's grace. Your pain becomes a testament to his faithfulness and a source of encouragement for those who may be walking a similar path. Let me be clear. Acknowledging the purpose in your pain does not diminish its intensity or difficulty. Pain is real, and it can be excruciating. God does not dismiss our struggles, but invites us to bring them to him, trusting that he will work all things together for our good. My beloved, embrace your pain with the understanding that it is a crucial part of God's grand narrative for your life. Your suffering is not the end, but a means through which God is fashioning you into a vessel of honor and purpose. As we walk through the valleys of life, let us do so with unwavering faith, knowing that God's purpose in our pain will ultimately lead to the fulfillment of his glorious plan. So, my dear brothers and sisters, do not lose heart. God is at work in your pain, shaping you, molding you, and using you for his divine purpose. Hold on to your faith, for God is faithful. As we journey through life's challenges, let us trust that God's purposes will prevail, and our pain will ultimately be transformed into a testimony of his grace and goodness. May you find strength in the assurance that God is using your pain for a purpose beyond your understanding. Keep pressing forward in faith, for the best is yet to come. Now, open your hearts to pray with me. Dear God, as I come before you today, I ask for your divine intervention in my life. I am facing struggles that are overwhelming me, and I need your help to overcome them. I am struggling financially, and I am in dire need of your guidance and provision to help me meet my basic needs. Lord, I pray that you will provide for me in ways that I cannot even imagine. You are the creator of the universe, and I know that nothing is impossible for you. I pray that you will open doors of opportunity for me and provide me with the resources I need to get back on my feet. I also ask for your healing touch. Lord, I am facing health challenges that are making it difficult for me to function in my daily life. I pray that you will touch my body and restore me to full health. I know that you are the great physician and that you can heal me from the inside out. Lord, I pray for strength to face the challenges that lie ahead. I know that with you by my side, I can overcome any obstacle that comes my way. I pray that you will give me the courage to face my struggles head on and the wisdom to know what steps to take to overcome them. Lord, I thank you for your love and grace. I know that you are always with me, even in my darkest moments. I pray that I will feel your presence and your peace in my life today and always. Lord, I pray that you will place a hedge of protection around us. Protect us from physical harm, emotional harm, and spiritual harm. Keep us safe from accidents, illnesses, and any danger that may come our way. I also pray for protection over our home. May it be a place of safety and security, free from any harm or danger. Protect our belongings and our property from theft or damage. Lord, I pray for your guidance and wisdom in raising and caring for my family. Help us to love one another deeply, to be compassionate and understanding, and to forgive one another when we make mistakes. I pray that our family will always put you first in our lives. Help us to seek your will and to follow your guidance in all that we do. Give us the strength to resist temptation and to live according to your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friends, if you find this message useful, I want you to share it with your friends and loved ones. Do not forget to subscribe to this channel. May God bless you and those around you.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.